Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
This half hour, Chicago police are investigating the beating death of a toddler at a home in the Bronzeville neighborhood on the south side this afternoon. Here's WBBM's Andy Dane.
It happened just after noon in the 4200 block of South Calumet. Investigators say the 23-month-old boy was hit multiple times in the face by a man described as having mental illness. The baby was taken to Comer Children's Hospital and later pronounced dead. Police are calling the incident a domestic situation and say the suspect has been taken into custody. Andy Dane, News Radio 105.9 FM.
New coronavirus data released last hour by Illinois' public health officials showing the state continuing to drive down its positivity rate. The state says about 2.5% of COVID-19 tests given over the past 7 days have come back positive. That's one of the lowest rates in the country. Hospitalization rates holding steady. The state reporting 587 new coronavirus cases, as well as 37 additional deaths linked to the pandemic.
People living in senior housing in Chicago could be in line for more protection from the coronavirus. It's on the table at City Hall.
Devetta Brooks, who's 75, says she was worried back in March when staff at her senior building were not wearing masks or gloves and were going in and out of apartments.
And then next thing you know, in May, we were informed that staff members were diagnosed positive with COVID-19. No type of wellness checks or testing came after that. We were just left to fend for ourselves.
Brooks testified before the City Council Committee on Health and Human Relations, which recommended the full council approve an ordinance that includes personal protective equipment for staff and also wellness checks and frequent cleaning of senior buildings. Brooks is a member of the Jane Addams Senior Caucus, which helped to put the ordinance together. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 FM.
The largest water park in Illinois is set to reopen this weekend after coronavirus restrictions forced it to close. WBBM's Jim Goodis has been talking to managers about getting the park ready, and he's live on the newsline.
Keith, Randy Witt is the owner of the Raging Waves Water Park in West Suburban Yorkville. Since the park announced plans to reopen later this week, Witt says the phones have been ringing off the hook.
Crazy. A lot of excitement, a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of positive support.
Witt says the park's taking several precautions to limit the spread of COVID-19. He says those include limiting attendance to about 50% capacity to make social distancing easier, requiring online reservations, temperature screening of visitors and staff before they enter the park, and frequent cleaning and disinfecting. Raging Waves reopens to season pass holders on Friday and to the general public on Saturday. Reporting live, Jim Goodis, News Radio 105.9 FM.
The coronavirus pandemic and the tourism slowdown it triggered have kept Chicago's horse-drawn carriages in their stables for now, and the city is banning them starting in January. But one owner is galloping to court to get the city's new ordinance thrown out.
The owner of Great Lakes Horse and Carriage, Jim Rogers, says he loves showing tourists the Chicago he loves. He says his horses are amazing animals.
Is other than doing work, which they were bred for, they have no other place in this world. And to deny them the right to work and for jobs that they were meant to do, just because a small group of people has an ideology to where any work with any animal ownership is wrong and immoral, I can't just let that slide.
So Rogers has started a GoFundMe page to raise money for legal bills to fight the city ordinance. He says he doesn't think the city has acted in good faith on anything that they've done. Steve Miller, News Radio 105.9 FM.
A man with a history of mental illness allegedly stabbed two women this morning at a home in the Auburn Gresham neighborhood in Chicago, killing one of them. The woman who was killed was 96 years old. The other victim is being treated at UFC Medical Center. The suspect was treated for injuries at St. Bernard Hospital.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.